We'll have entertainment news coming up here in just a bit.
Yes, get excited.
We're excited for the Masters. The tournament starts tomorrow. But the scene in Augusta here in the town, or the city, the small city I guess it is, has been quite eye-opening for me, because this is not the way I thought it would be, as we were talking about a few weeks ago, or a few minutes ago. And with us here is the proprietor of this building that we're in here, the Championship Club. He is Don Dow, and he joins us right now. How are you?
Great. It's great, great to have you guys here.
Well, Don.
Well, thank you for accommodating us in this way. This is just a lovely facility you have here.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've had it for 15 years.
This is yours.
This is mine. This is actually technically my vacation home.
But it's not used as such, right?
Right. But there's a small bedroom in the middle that you'll never see.
Really?
With racks of dishes. So I call it, when I come here, you know, in between times,
yeah,
sleeping with the dishes. There's a queen-size bed back there and racks, uh-huh, right?
Guy's got
dishes
jokes.
And glasses and everything.
Jokes. I like that.
He's got Sopranos jokes. All right, so we were trying to explain this whole setup, and I do think it's for people that have never been down here and experienced something like this. It's really weird, to be honest with you.
No question.
We are in a row of houses, legit homes that human beings should be living in full-time, that are used specifically for a – 8-day period.
They are closed 51 weeks of the year.
Wow.
Literally.
All right. How did this start for you?
Well, you know, I go way back. I started out in sports marketing in the early 80s in Seattle. I was a college athlete at the University of Washington, was drafted by the Seahawks, released in the last cut by Chuck Knox, and by the way, he was absolutely correct, right? Then I went to the Niners the following year, and in between all that, my boss, or my agent, transitioned into doing major events in Seattle, and I found myself tournament director of a couple NCAA West regionals, working on Final Fours, NBA All-Star Game, and I was director of sales and marketing for the Seattle Goodwill Games in 1990. So all of that, and I would raise most of the sponsorship for that. And so within that, sponsors get the best stuff. They get the best access. You got to take great care of them. And really, Dow Events is a niche off of that.
Okay.
And that's what we do here.
All right,
Dow Events. Huh?
Dow Events.
All right.
Yep.
So you and other people like you, but let's focus on you.
Right.
You will eventually, by hook or crook, purchase a property like you have here. A nice.
Yes.
House. How big is this house?
I think the living room's like 3,500 square feet.
Okay, we were way off.
We're
1,000 feet under. So you buy a big house. Did you gut it? Did you build this?
So I bought it in its present form, you know, the living room that you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was no deck. There was no circular driveway. There was a little tiny door. There was no porch, right? And when I walked in here, it was all light Berber carpet, pale yellow walls, and white trim. And the first thing I said is, okay, we got to club this thing up, right? We got to put that circular drive in. We got to have a porch with rocking chairs, because guys want to sit out there and smoke cigars and have a good time.
Right.
Which they're doing right now.
Right. And we need a porch out here where people can hang out, relax, and if they hit it too hard the night before, they can take a nap in the afternoon, which they do out here all the time.
All right. Within this deal for the Masters,
yep,
you get, through you guys,
right,
you get transportation.
Yep.
Right? So you're picked up at the airport. You're transported to whatever house you're staying at. And along those same lines, you get accommodations.
Right.
Someone's house, somewhere nearby the course.
Yeah, and I have about 30 of them.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. You get all of this, which within this is all the food, all the booze, everything, right?
Everything, yeah.
And that includes food at the house, too.
Right. So
whatever you're staying at.
So in our world, and we're a little bit different from some of these guys around here, but in our world, you land and we have you. Transportation, tickets to the course, housing, entertainment, anything you can dream up almost,
yeah,
will do.
And then, of course, access to the Masters.
Access to the course, yeah, badges and everything else, yeah.
And most of these guys, it seems like, are on like a two-day rotating basis, is
yes,
that it?
Yeah, you know, even though it's the Masters, at the end of the day, it's still a golf tournament.
Yeah.
And so we've found over the years that threshold's really kind of a couple days.
Yep.
Right? And so we've broken it, in our program in particular, we've broken into three waves. So wave one consists of arrive Monday, leave Wednesday, and go to Tuesday and Wednesday. So that's like right now, everybody's leaving for the airport that's been here for the last couple days, mm-hmm. and the new wave's coming in behind.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And then we do the same thing Wednesday to Friday. They all leave. Friday to Sunday, they all leave, and then we get on a little, you know, Gentleman Jack and Jack Fire for our employee party, and off we go.
So can you give me a ballpark of what all that runs for 2 days?
So wave one, call it $4,000.
Yeah.
Wave two and three, call it $7,000.
And that is wave two and three, the actual, you'll get actual
the tournaments.
Real
yeah.
tournament
yeah. So,
days.
So your Thursday and Friday or Saturday and Sunday. And the difference is, you know, you can go online, right, and you can find it cheaper, you know, kind of the Airbnb generation and
right.
find a
yeah.
ticket and find a room. The difference in my world or in our world is that it's all inclusive.
Right.
Right. And I've got a team of chefs cooking here with an 8x10 walk-in cooler out the back door. You guys should check that out. But literally out that back door, I've got a whole team of chefs cooking. Everything's fresh. There's nothing coming out of a hot box,
yep.
right? And then when you go out to Jones Creek, which is the neighborhood where we're at, we've taken an 8,000 square foot house, taken all the furniture out of the main level, turned that into a restaurant, seats like 80, right? I replumbed that garage like 10 years ago, and the team of chefs is operating out of there the same way. There's a bar down there, pool table. Out the back door is a big patio, which I poured about 10 years ago at that house. Fire pit, cigars, fully staffed, right? Just like this, fully staffed all the way.
I want to go to there, too.
I want to be there.
I'm thinking you guys are probably having dinner there tonight.
God.
All right.
Excellent.
Yeah. This is incredible.
That's I like the way you're thinking there.
And when you said $4,000 for Monday and Tuesday, I thought, man, that doesn't sound that expensive.
No, and based on ticket prices the way they've been this week,
yeah,
actually not that bad.
Man, that's a really good deal for. I mean, if you're into this kind of thing, you can spare
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you could happen here.
Definitely.
Now, this is not the only event you do, right?
No, over the last this is my 21st Masters, and over the number of years, back in the day, I was the first ever official licensee of the NFL for Super Bowl. So I've done 16, 17, 18 of those. Every Ryder Cup from 97.
Same concept, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Once you land, yours.
Yeah, and the thing where I think we're a little bit different is that we, you know, I've always tried to do something that's a value add, right? As opposed to here's your room, here's your ticket, knock yourself out. We try to make it a little bit more experiential and really give you something that you can take home and remember.
Yeah.
And so really, you know, the internet, even though I love it and it's a great thing, that transparency, right?
Sure.
And now people being able to just say, you know, it's the Airbnb generation. I just want a room and a ticket. I'll get that phone call and say, I'm sorry, I'm not your guy.
Yeah.
I wish I could be, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah.
It's good stuff you got here, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff. We appreciate you accommodating with us. Now, you got a website or anything like that?
Well, you know, there's dowevents.com. Just
okay.
dowevents.com, and then the championshipclub.com here.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yep. There you go.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Looking forward
Check
to
it
great,
out.
It's very
few
cool.
days together.
It's yeah. very, very
Thanks
cool.
For coming.
Yeah.
That is Don Dow of Dow Events. He is our most congenial host for our time here at the Masters. Entertainment News.